killing 27 people, including 20 children between the ages of 5 and 10. The gunman, who was believed to be in his 20s, walked into the classroom at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. Another body related to the shooting was at another scene, according to authorities. Danbury Hospital said it was treating 3 patients from the shooting. The school has about 700 students. The principal and school psychologist was shot, as was the vice president. President Barack Obama held a nationally televised address this afternoon, during which he composed himself and several times wiped tears from the corner of his eyes. He said he'd spoken to Connecticut's governor, Tom Malone, and offered his condolences and told him he would have every resource he needed to investigate this heinous crime and care for the victims and counsel their families.
We've endured too many of these tragedies in the past few years. And each time I learn the news, I react not as a president, but as anybody else would, as a parent. And that was especially true today. I know there's not a parent in America who doesn't feel the same overwhelming grief that I do. The majority of those who died today were children. Beautiful little kids between the ages of 5 and 10 years old. They had their entire lives ahead of them. Birthdays, graduations, weddings, kids of their own. Among the fallen were also teachers, men and women who devoted their lives to helping our children fulfill their dreams. So our hearts are broken today for the parents and grandparents, sisters and brothers of these little children, and for the families of the adults who were lost. Our hearts are broken for the parents of the survivors as well. For as blessed as they are to have their children home tonight, they know that their children's innocence has been torn away from them too early, and there are no words that will ease their pain. As a country, we have been through this too many times. Whether it's an elementary school in Newton or a shopping mall in Oregon or a temple in Wisconsin or a movie theater in Aurora or a street corner in Chicago, these neighborhoods are our neighborhoods and these children are our children. And we're going to have to come together and take meaningful action to prevent more tragedies like this, regardless of the politics. This evening, Michelle and I will do what I know every parent in America will do, which is hug our children a little tighter, and we'll tell them that we love them, and we'll remind each other how deeply we love one another. But there are families in Connecticut who cannot do that tonight, and they need all of us right now. In the hard days to come, that community needs us to be at our best as Americans, and I will do everything in my power as president to help. Because while nothing can fill the space of a lost child or loved one, all of us can extend a hand to those in need, to remind them that we are there for them, that we are praying for them, that the love they felt for those they lost endures not just in their memories, but also in ours. May God bless the memory of the victims. And in the words of Scripture, heal the brokenhearted and bind up their wounds.
A student told an NBC affiliate in Connecticut, "I was in the gym and heard like 7 loud booms, and the gym teachers told us to go in the corner and we huddled. We heard these booming noises and we started crying. So the gym teacher told us to go into the office where no one could find us. Then a police officer told us to run outside." Connecticut State Police Lieutenant Paul Vance held a midday briefing and one late this afternoon.
Hi, good evening. I just would like to restate some of the information that we made available earlier. We'll take some questions, but I must preface my remarks by saying this is an active, ongoing investigation. There is a great deal of work to go, and there is a lot of things we cannot confirm or discuss as of yet. But shortly after 9:30 this morning, Newtown Police Department received a call for help at the Sandy Hook Elementary School here in Newtown. Upon realizing the intensity and difficulty of the situation, Newtown called for surrounding police departments and state police to respond to assist. Upon arrival of law enforcement officers at the school, they immediately entered the school as we knew this was an active, potential active shooter situation. Their focus was to search for students, faculty, and staff and remove them to a safe area outside of the school. They did search every nook and cranny, every room, and every portion of that school and accomplished that task. They took the rescue to a staging area to reunite them with family members. As has been reported, there were fatalities. There were 18 children that were pronounced dead at the school. There were two that were transported to area hospitals and pronounced dead at area hospitals. And there were six adults pronounced dead at the scene at the school. As the governor's reported, the shooter is deceased. Is deceased in the school. There's a great deal of work going on relative to that. That's the reason we have not identified him as of yet. And by that, I mean search warrants, examination of areas of residence, employment, and any ancillary things that may be attached to the identity and to that individual. The scene has been secured. Newtown police officers, state police major crime units from both Western District and Central District have responded and are working with several agencies to process the scene. It is not a simplistic scene, as you can certainly understand. We need to establish identity. We need to document the entire scene. And simply stated, we need to answer every single question surrounding exactly how and why this incident occurred. As the governor said, we will be here through the night, certainly through the weekend, and we're not even putting a time stamp on this as to when we will complete this project. We'll work with the medical examiner's office. We have to establish positive identification. And again, there's a great deal of work that needs to be done here at this school. We'll take some very, again, very brief questions, but I understand that this is an active, ongoing case, and there are many things that we cannot and will not discuss at this time. Yes, sir.
We're told that there are two other crime scenes, including the suspect's father's home in New Jersey and his mother's home here in Newtown. Can you
there is a secondary
that?
Crime scene here in Newtown. That is, in fact, correct. There is an adult deceased at that location. I can't discuss any further information on that at this time. There is assistance being lended to us by New Jersey. I don't have the details on that, so I can't answer that. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am.
Lieutenant, can you please confirm that the children
in the school? Okay, I can simply state that the information that we have right now that we want to publicize that the shootings did take place in one section of the school in two rooms. Okay, one section in two rooms. That's as much as we want to go in right now as far as location. Our personnel are documenting that entire scene, and we'll have literally everything mapped out in the final report, final information. We'll present the answers to those questions. But right now, I don't have any more detail than that. Okay. You had a question, sir. Someone. Right now, there is one shooter, but again, we're still looking at every ancillary fact and circumstance related to the deceased shooter at the scene. Yes,
sir?
No, I don't have that information. I'm sorry.
Did the shooter take his own life?
To be determined, I don't have the answer to that question either. The next step will be the medical examiner's office will certainly assist us in answering a lot of those questions, the manner and cause of death of all of the deceased.
How many injured?
That's it. 26 deceased.
No injuries?
One injury. One person was injured.
One injury.
Yes.
One
I'm sorry? They were in one section or one area of the school. That's the best I can do on that answer. I don't know specifically how many rooms were involved. I was told that there were two, but in one section of the school building.
Connecticut Governor Tom Malloy spent the morning consoling grieving parents and spoke to reporters.
Earlier today, a number of our citizens, beautiful children, had their life taken away from them, as well as adults whose responsibility it was to educate and supervise those children. The perpetrator of the crime is dead, as is an individual who the perpetrator lived with. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Paul Vance, who will answer or will give you some additional information. And then later in the day, perhaps we'll speak again. Again, I think on behalf of the people of the state of Connecticut, we extend our condolences, as I have at the firehouse, to the parents of these children, as well as the adults that are there.
Again, a gunman opened fire inside a Connecticut elementary school this morning, killing 27 people, including 20 children between the ages of 5 and 10. The gunman killed himself, and there's another adult body found at a childhood home of the shooter in the same town.